You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Destiny Pizza. It is Tuesday, July 4th, week 209 of Destiny Pizza, and I'm Dhruv Patel.
I'm Mike Stesko.
I changed it up a little bit today, but not, because heard me practicing to make sure the mic was loud enough. But at the same time, and did you think when you heard me say that, you're like, he doesn't say that normally?
Yes, I did. I was like, that's not the normal starting. That's not the way we start.
Every episode for the last 209 weeks.
Yeah, and I think I remember how it starts.
Yeah, because it's like, today is Tuesday, July 4th, week 209 of Destiny Pizza.
Yeah, it's pretty much the same cadence every time.
Every
too.
Time. I was like, trying to break it up.
It is Tuesday, July the 4th.
Yeah.
You've never like switched it up like that.
So it is 4th of July.
It is.
Independence Day.
America.
Even though it's a false holiday in my eyes.
August 2nd.
September 9th?
Oh, yeah, you're dumb. Your dumb day.
The day the Treaty of Paris is signed.
I hate your dumb holiday idea. I go by the smart guy method.
What's yours? What's that?
August 2nd, the day most people signed the Declaration of Independence. Besides, like, two people signed it on July 4th.
See, Treaty of Paris is the more
important
day.
Yeah, but mine
day.
Was in smart guy. So I feel like that trumps
September 3rd.
Most things.
Okay, but the thing is, so Canada Day...
was like the first?
Yeah, but that's not even the day that they got their... like, it's only...
independence?
Yeah, it's like...
they don't have their independence even now, right?
Yeah, it's not even... they well, they have their independence now.
Sure they do.
But
they don't have the queen on their money or anything.
It was like the day
they're bound to the queen and you know it.
Yeah, it was the day that they became like a territory of England or something.
What if we celebrated that?
That's weird.
I know.
Because it doesn't even apply to most of the country. It only applies to 13 colonies out of 52 states.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Why doesn't California just celebrate their California?
We should have a California Day. When we became a state.
Yeah. I guess nobody really celebrates when they became a state day.
Hell yeah. We're an awesome state, too.
We should. Yeah.
Let's take this all the way up to the top.
What day did we
become a state? To Governor Moonbeam.
Let's see what day we did.
What if it's today? 4th of July.
Wouldn't that be weird?
We're like, we've been celebrating it all along.
That would be pretty crazy. They're like, we have to make every state become a state on 4th of July. That way it all matches up. They're like, it's the 5th of July.
Oh, well, the crazy thing is, the Treaty of Paris became effective on May 12th, 1784. So we should be celebrating the 12th of May.
I don't know. September 9th is the California Day.
That's close to September 3rd, which is America's holiday.
You just want that whole week to be America and
America!
California.
America! September 9th, September 3rd, May 12th. Beautiful days.
I just don't think they work as well for barbecues, I guess. I think that's the...
May 12th is a beautiful barbecue day.
Yeah, May 12th, but the September dates.
That's a good day, too. That's the end of summer.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's true. Like, Labor Day and stuff's around there, right?
Yeah. When is Labor Day?
I chose the right one, right? Like Labor Day, or was it?
Yeah, it's Labor Day, because you don't wear white after Labor Day.
Yes, exactly. And that's
a summer color to wear. Mm-hmm. September 4th.
Yeah.
So September 3rd, September 4th, September 9th. In California, September 9th.
Yes.
We should have that whole block of days off.
I agree. Let's start this. Start this, the new holiday.
We go around waving Californian flags.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't. That's a good idea.
Does any other flag have an animal besides like an eagle or something? Like, did anybody else have an animal? Are we the only bear flag?
Mexican flag has an eagle, like a brown.
Yeah,
eagle.
Besides an eagle, like and a snake. Does anybody else have a bear flag?
I don't think so.
I think that's pretty cool. We got a bear.
It
flag.
It is pretty cool. Our flag could literally eat other flags.
I don't think we have many bears here anymore, but.
No, because we killed them all.
But that shows our dominance. We put you on our flag.
To remind ourselves. You know what that red stripe underneath you represents? A river of blood of your beings. Because we killed all
this
of
This is
them.
A warning to all of the bears that try to encroach in California.
You step on our land, we'll make your river run of blood.
Oh, man.
Let's get into some leftover news. Mm-hmm. And that's not the TV show The Leftovers, because it's done.
It's over. We outlived it.
It's not over. The Leftovers today, because it's about to begin.
It is.
Transformers The Last Night, the flop that is Michael Bay's career. No, his career is successful, but this movie flopped. Is Mark Wahlberg's last Transformers movie.
He's not going to see any more Transformers?
No. Thank God.
Yeah. I'm hoping this is the last in the Transformer franchise, but...
It will not be.
They're going to keep making these things, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, so they claim.
It's easy.
Yeah, it's an easy thing to make. So I guess that's why. But, like, I think America has spoken. We don't want these movies anymore.
But China. Yeah. What about the bees, guys?
That's true. What about the bees? Yeah. That's one smart thing those Transformers movies are doing. They're like, we don't have to pay any... I don't know how much they're getting paid, but, like, they don't need big-name actors for any of them. Because they're like, we can just switch the actors. It's the machine that people are watching, I guess.
Like, that's when voice actors were useful. Because, like, a voice actor is never going to be like, I'm too big.
You don't have to pay them that much.
And he's never going to get, like, big-time you.
Yeah. He's never going to be like, well, I got so many other offers.
Like, of what?
Yeah. It's like, it's some cartoon. Like, you're in a big motion picture. I mean, that's a pretty big deal. Jobs aren't everywhere.
Yeah.
Especially nowadays.
I had this weird thought just now that I didn't watch the season finale of Silicon Valley.
Yeah.
Just randomly. And I was like, oh, wait,
but,
I did watch
but
it.
But did you?
Yeah.
You remember?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. I Fridges. Watched it too. Yeah. That's all I need to say.
Yeah.
Doesn't spoil anything if you don't know. And if you do know, then you know.
Opium. Here, speaking of what, TJ Miller has been going on a tear. He like left the show and he's just like,
yeah.
Thomas Middleditch is too much of an actor. He's not a comedian. And blah, blah, blah. Is this?
Oh, I haven't even heard these things.
Yeah. He like was shit talking people in an interview.
Damn, TJ.
Why you gotta be like that? I wish I could revoke his America's Sweethearts. Oof.
Yeah, I mean, he's...
Plus, his special sucks.
I think he's going through something, man.
Yeah, he's getting butt hurt.
I think so.
Is he in Deadpool 2?
Yes.
Hopefully not. Eases his mind. He's like, I'm the hardest working man in Hollywood. And so I was like, whoa. This doesn't sound like TJ Miller.
I think he's like kind of, I don't know, he's a hard guy to read. Yeah. He's always joking around. Like he never does anything seriously, so it's hard to...
Hard to read him.
Hard to read him, yeah.
But yeah. Let's talk about Godzilla 2.
Yes. So news came out that the title may have changed because it was...
it before?
It was like Godzilla King of Monsters, but then a press release came out for this plot synopsis and they didn't call it Godzilla King of Monsters.
What did they call it?
Just Godzilla the sequel 2? To Godzilla or something. So they're speculating the title may have changed because they didn't do it with the press release, but there's nothing, there's no confirmation of it or anything. They're just saying they didn't say that title, so it's kind of weird. So the title may have changed.
Speaking of title, listen to Jay-Z's new album, now streaming on Tidal, T-I-D-A-L.
Yes, but with that release of Godzilla, they released the synopsis of the sequel to Godzilla. It is as follows. The heroic efforts of the cryptozoological agency Monarch has its members face off against a battery of god-sized monsters, including the mighty Godzilla, who collides with Mothra, Rodan, and his ultimate nemesis, the three-headed King
Ghidorah.
When these ancient super species, thought to be mere myths, rise again, they all vie for supremacy, leaving humanity's very existence hanging in the balance.
If you can't tell, I've been helping my niece learn to read recently. Through Godzilla. So that's why oh. I say it so sternly. And
thank
I'm just
you.
Like, Vi.
Now you can help me learn to read.
Ghidorah. Yeah, I can help you learn to read Japanese names.
Yeah, it's like,
kaiju names.
It's like, I should know these names because I loved Godzilla.
Yeah.
As a kid. But now we're getting the classics. We're getting three of the...
That's what I mean. Okay, so I'm excited for the fact that we're going to get three classic monsters.
Yes.
I'm not excited for the fact that... There's going to be three monsters in one movie.
Yeah, that's a little...
Or four monsters
in one. That's overkill.
Zune! Okay.
yeah, because they only had two monsters in the
kind of.
Kind of. And not they were kind of like one of the same. So, like... Yeah, that does seem like too much. I don't...
Especially, like, I would want to see King Ghidorah get his own movie. Because he's, like, freaking awesome. Man.
Yeah. You don't need all three, but maybe that it's, like, spread... It's different.
You know what would be cool, though? When Godzilla kills Mothra...
Mm-hmm.
If the city just gets enveloped in like a powder, like you know when you kill a moth, it becomes all powdery.
Mm-hmm.
If that happens on a larger scale,
that would be cool.
And there's like lung cancer down the line for the residents of the city and stuff.
Yeah, It's like, what are the real results of this monster attack?
You. Did you get lung cancer in the recent monster attack?
Get kaiju insurance.
Yeah, we'll help. We'll fight for you.
Yeah, that's a movie I want to see, is all the aftermath of that Godzilla attack. They're like, it could happen again, guys. You better get some insurance.
So you're talking about like the original for Powerless.
In yes.
A monster movie.
Universe. Yes, I guess saying that probably wouldn't turn out so great. But have it as an aside to this Godzilla movie. Maybe.
Call 555.
Maybe what's his name?
555U.
Maybe Kyle Chandler's in a kaiju insurance salesman. And then he gets wrapped up in this battle going on and stuff.
Did a car fall on a loved one and you didn't get any repayment? Did your car fall on someone and now you can't drive to work? We'll fight for you and make sure those who are responsible pay. And then he beats up a guy in a Godzilla costume in the commercial.
Exactly.
And in my head, it's the Jewish guy from Family Guy.
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, I'm excited for this movie, but not, I don't know, it's a tightrope.
Yeah, I'll let you take more swings at Godzilla. I'm not done with Godzilla yet.
So. I have a random question for you.
All right.
Tidal premiered exclusive podcast that you can only listen to on Tidal. How much money would you require for our podcast to go Tidal exclusive?
To Tidal exclusive? How many podcasts are Tidal exclusive right now?
I think 5.
Only 5.
And okay. They all were created specifically for Tidal.
Okay, so we'll be unique.
The fact that we will have to transition all of our podcasts to Tidal.
Yeah. That'd be pretty cool.
It would be cool. But I think, I don't know. I feel like it's a dying streaming service.
Yeah, I know. I'm sure it is. But
how much money?
But then we retain the right to get it back.
Yeah, probably.
If it drops, if it
I would
fails.
Do it for like $100 a week. No, wait, no. No.
Because we're part of this elite club then.
Yeah.
You're so exclusive.
How about like, $5,000 a week for both of us. That's like $10,000 total.
Yeah. Okay.
And a meeting with Jay-Z.
Yeah, yeah. We got to need it face-to-face.
Yeah, I want a face-to-face with Jay-Z.
Yeah, not just a meeting, because nowadays that could mean over
like
the
Skype
FaceTime,
or something.
Yeah. So,
I wouldn't mind FaceTime if I could have his number and save it. And then
true.
Like FaceTime him later on.
Not,
and be like,
not,
what's
yeah,
up,
not a deal-breaker. That can be negotiated, that part of it.
Hey, Sean. You want to hang out?
He's like, no.
Hey, is
okay.
Um,
thank you for answering.
Is the missus home? Drew, I said, don't FaceTime me again. Like, sorry, Hove. I mean, Sean Carter. I mean, excuse me. Sorry, boss.
Mr. Z.
Mr. Z. Yeah, start referring to Mr. Z. Okay. That was
yes. So Godzilla. Avatar news. The sequels. Una Chaplin has been added to the cast. She is from Game of Thrones. She was Robb Stark's wife in Game of
Thrones. Ooh, I liked her.
Yes, in Game of Thrones. So she's going to be in the Avatar sequels. I don't know who she's playing. If it's a human or an avatar or a human in an avatar or a Na'vi. I don't know.
Speaking of Game of Thrones, I didn't realize that the girl from Iron Fist was one of the Sand Snakes.
She was?
Yeah.
I didn't know that either.
They almost killed her off the show because of Iron Fist.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Like the main girl, Colleen Wing?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. I feel like we must have known that at some point. I'm sure that
probably.
Came up.
Probably. Like early originally on before we saw it. Her face in Iron Fist.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
And then other bit of news. Avatar, the sequels, they're trying to get the movies to be glasses-free 3D, but there was a report that that's what they're doing for sure, but they say the technology's not there yet, so...
Yeah, but you know what?
So...
That just gives him more time to make a contrived piece of shit movie.
Yeah, but like...
Just say Avatar 1.
That's why the movie made the money the first time, was the 3D.
Yeah, and it took him 10 years to make that movie. Cause
How long has it taken
him to... technology. Most of those 10 years, apparently like 2 years were on the movie, 8 years was on the technology.
He could be waiting that long for this one, too.
He already has.
It seems like he is. He's kind of... Like, this has been longer than 10 years since the last movie, hasn't it?
Yeah.
So. And then we got some Saw news. Saw 8 has a title, and they're not going with the classic Saw title, but they're going with Jigsaw.
Which is the name of the dude.
Yes. Have you seen all the Saws?
I've not seen all of them. I've seen 3 of them.
Would you be interested in a Jigsaw?
I would be very interested in a Jigsaw. I thought he was the most important or compelling part. That's why I stopped isn't watching, because after the third one, I think he's dead in the third one.
Isn't there a movie that is like his origin in Jigsaw?
Yeah, that was in Saw 3.
Jigsaw?
Because you find out that his wife was a nurse at the clinic at nights,
mm-hmm.
and a junkie tries to rob her, and she's pregnant with their kid.
Mm.
And the junkie, when he's trying to rob her, he smashes the door into her pregnant belly, and she has a miscarriage.
Whoa.
And so Jigsaw decides to torture that junkie because he killed his unborn child. Yeah.
Interesting. And then what do you do for... I assume if it's called Jigsaw, it's about Jigsaw.
Maybe you see him torture animals, put weird devices on animals as a kid.
Maybe it's a slow build of his whole thing. And it starts...
Like, it starts out with, like, a demented version of Mousetrap.
Yeah.
The game.
Yeah. Like, maybe used
with real mice.
Yeah, because there were stuff before Saw 1, probably. He did stuff.
Yeah, I need to rewatch this. That first movie scared me so bad. It's to this day,
mm-hmm.
the scene where the ghost is in the closet and he's like, "Mommy, mommy, there's a monster in my closet." And she's like, "No, there isn't, son." And then the closet door slams open and there's like a guy in a hooded figure. I really don't know why it's so scary to me.
Because it's any type of closet.
But yeah, every room has a closet and like there could be something in that closet. I think that's what it is. And the fact that
Monsters, Inc., you're cool with watching.
I'm cool with that because they tell jokes at the end. All
right.
But I think it's the fact that maybe it wasn't the ghost that scares me. It's the fact that the mom so quickly dismisses the child.
Yeah.
And I think that's my fear. That I'll be dismissed very quickly.
Well, believe me, even if somebody comes out, you'd be like,
serious
thing. There was something in there. I still don't believe you.
Yeah. I'm like, why would I lie to you? Anyways. I mean, yeah, I'm interested in this. I'll have to go watch the other 7 first.
Yeah, I think that
again,
their plan is to rebrand the movie title. Bye.
I mean, if you're talking about like a real monster, Jigsaw's a real monster.
Mm-hmm. It's a real dude.
Because he makes it where the stakes are so high that you will not. I remember in one of them, there's a lock on the back of their head,
mm-hmm.
and the key to the lock is lodged behind their eye, so they have to cut open their eye. To get the lock out, and if they don't, it pulls their face apart.
It's crazy.
Oh, or man. Clamps down on their face. One of the two.
Yeah.
And I'm like, who would think of something like this?
Yeah.
A real monster.
Yeah.
Or me on a rainy day. Depending on how bored I am. I'm just kidding. I don't have an engineering background.
You're like, I wouldn't even know how to do that.
I could torture people with business.
It's hard to get it out, but it's hard to get it in there.
Yeah, how do you get the eye? How do you get? Because that's the thing. It looks like a clean wound
mm-hmm.
for the key.
He'd be a pretty good surgeon, I think.
Yeah, he just shows an X-ray, and you just see the key behind it. And mm-hmm. you're like, how is this?
What are the techniques that went into that? That's what the movie should be.
It's a full-size key.
The movie should be how he set up all these things.
Yeah.
And be like, how did he do that?
There was one that involved a guy standing on a block of ice,
mm-hmm.
and the other guy was in an electric chair.
Mm-hmm.
And if filled up too much or something, he would get shocked or something. It was crazy. That's at the end of Saw 3, I think.
And then we got Jurassic World, the second one news. We got a title for it, as Drew had mentioned earlier.
Yesterday.
That was
Jeff Goldblum mentioned it too.
Yes.
In concert when I saw him play jazz piano.
Mm-hmm. The title is going to be Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom.
With, Tywin Lannister.
Yes.
He's in this.
Chris Pratt's back. Bryce Howard's back.
As is Jeff Goldblum.
Yes, and
The T-Rex.
The T-Rex from Jurassic Park. And the who's the Asian dude again?
B.D. Wong.
Yes, B.D. Wong's back.
Is that his name?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And I think that's everyone.
No, wait,
back
is B.D. Wong? I thought that was
the
guy from Doctor Strange.
That's
Benedict Wong. Okay.
Well, I didn't even realize like there's a B.D. Wong and a Benedict Wong.
And it's like almost the same name, just less letters.
Yeah. What's it like? What does B.D. stand for? Maybe it is Benedict.
Benedict.
So, like,
Benedict Wong.
Yeah. So I think that those are those
Bradley Darrell Wong. Not as exciting. Got it. BD.
Yeah, he's smart using BD Wong.
He looks so weird. You just change the glasses on him a little bit, and he looks like a totally different person.
That's true. It's a good disguise. Walk around.
Yeah. Glasses are strange, man.
Yeah.
You know he was born in San Francisco?
I did not know that.
Can you guess why he will never be America's sweetheart? Because he's a piece of shit in Jurassic Park.
Oh, yeah. I was like, in real life? Like, hearing rumors about BD Wong?
Oh, he's also Lee Sheng.
Yeah, he's not very, like, I mean, he's not that much of an asshole in the first Jurassic Park. It's a little kind of, because he is the only scene where he's, like, in the eggs.
Yeah.
And he's like, I forget what he says. He says something that's kind of asshole, but, like, he's a big asshole in the Jurassic World.
Yeah.
The Accountant, they are making a sequel to The Accountant.
Called The Accountant 2. The auditing.
Yeah, he actually does a lot of accounting in this one.
He doesn't do it in the first one, right? It's like mainly an action movie or something.
It is. He does some accounting, I guess.
High action accounting movie.
Yeah.
Depreciation!
But it'd be funny if he doesn't do any murdering in the second one. That'd be cool.
If I can't tell if you're being serious or not.
No, it'd be cool. I'd like it. I don't know. What do you this movie murdering? Was okay to me. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like murdering. It's not. I'm not for murder.
What a hard stance.
I'm against murder.
I was talking to my sister about that. One of her friends is like, you know, I'm really against child labor lately. And I was like, lately? What a strong stance to take. Oh no, I don't want kids to make my shoes. Like, what a weird thing. Like to be like, oh, that's my new. No, you should always be against child labor.
Yeah.
But also be realistic. Sometimes you need the smaller fingers to. They're better at weaving.
They're cheaper.
Yeah, they are cheaper. They don't know what the value of money is. It's amazing what I could get my niece to do for a dollar.
Why don't we do it here?
It was crazy. My niece was willing to wash all the dishes in the sink for a dollar.
Oh, yeah.
Because then she could go to the dollar store and buy a composition book, which is like the black and white ones. Like, remember they look like marble-ish on the front? That's what she wanted.
Yeah.
Washed the whole sink of dishes.
That's why I think there are child labor laws.
Yeah, because they're idiots. They're so stupid.
Yeah. Yeah.
I offered my niece a Moleskine notebook, mm-hmm. which is like $20 each notebook.
Yeah.
She's like, no, I don't want it. I want the composition book. No, and I'm like, you don't understand.
You need to get kids to understand the value and be like, no, you can take this book and then you can sell it online.
Used
and
to
then...
write on the same book. I was like, you can sell this book and buy a dozen of those marble notebooks. Yeah, no, my niece is really smart. We were playing Monument Valley 2.
Mm-hmm.
She beat the whole game.
What is that?
It's like a puzzle game. Like, mm-hmm. do you remember in that game Frank Underwood played in like season 3 of House of Cards on his phone?
Mm-hmm.
That game. They released a sequel to it. It's 15 levels long.
Yeah.
It's like quite a difficult puzzle game for adults. Mm. My niece, 7-year-old niece, doop, 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 beat all of it.
Interesting. That's kids and technologies. Yeah. Man, I feel like.
And she gets so excited. It was amazing. Yeah. I loved it. Top Gun 2 confirmed for July 2019 release. Do you think they're going to get
Top Gun Maverick.
You think they're going to get the fat dude back? He's not fat. He wasn't fat in the first one. Val Kilmer?
He died, didn't he?
Val Kilmer?
Wait, who died in that movie?
Goose.
Who's Goose?
He was a nobody. I saw him on Stephen Colbert the other day.
Oh. Which guy? Oh, he's like Iceman or something.
Yeah,
I don't know. He said they gained so much weight. They said they haven't talked to him yet. They haven't contacted
him. No, but I heard...
Oh, did you hear this? I heard the synopsis for this movie, too.
What?
Vaguely. Like, Tom Cruise, he's like the new... He's like the head of the flight...
Of Top Gun?
People, I guess. Yeah.
You know Top Gun's a real thing?
I would assume it's real.
It's right? In San Diego.
Yeah.
I've been there.
Yeah.
Didn't make the cut.
Oh, you didn't get to fly any jets?
No, I just went down for beach volleyball.
Okay, you should try to sneak into the Top Gun base. I'm sure that's pretty easy to do, right?
Yeah, especially with how I look. They're like, yeah, this is not suspicious at all.
Of course. We let anyone on.
No, but there's like a museum there, like all these old airplanes and stuff. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's weird that Tom Cruise, like, struggling with the mummy and stuff. He's got to go back to his old Mission Impossible Top Gun. He's got to go back to his old roots.
Cocktail 2, mate, comes out.
Yeah.
That's sexy bar
Jerry Maguire too.
Days of Thunder 2.
Yeah.
What other Tom Cruise movies?
I was running out of them. Well, they're doing Edge of Tomorrow too already.
Jumps on the couch on recent. The Oprah Winfrey Show too.
Yeah. It's kind of weird where movie stars, like, that's the, like, movie stars don't really exist that much anymore. So it's kind of like they have, the old movie stars have to go back to their old movies.
Yeah.
To do any business.
It's weird. I was watching TBS? No. What's like My TV or whatever? You know what I'm talking about?
My TV.
It's like Channel 5 or something. It's like a really, it's whatever channel. ATLA. There's like a famous musician. He was like a singer and an actor.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a talk show on that show.
Yeah.
And then there's another on that channel. And then there's another guy who has a talk show and it's just named like Joey or something like that. Or Jeff. Mm-hmm. And like, I was like, no idea who this guy is.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how did, it's the guy, the first singer, he's from New Orleans. He's like a crooner.
Yeah.
Not Michael Bublé, but Harry Connick Jr. He has a show called Harry.
Yeah.
And then there's another show called like Jeff or Jason or something like that.
Yeah.
And I was like, who the hell is this guy? And like, does he tell anyone he has a talk show? How do they fill the audience stands? Like, yeah. I had all these questions.
Yeah, how are there enough audiences out there for...
for, like, this niche...
Yeah.
...stuff?
Like, you only need so many people, but, like, how do those people come to you?
Like, who watches... Who's like, I'm going to watch a daytime talk show on this channel.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to watch The Talk or The View or Chef's Feed or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
The Chew is what it's called, actually, not Chef's Feed. Chef's Feed is an awesome app that I like. But, yeah, it's weird. Anyways.
Yes. We got some TV news. Star Trek Discovery news. We got a premiere date. It's going to premiere on CBS and then go to their streaming service.
Yeah. But, CBS Director or something like that. Yes. Or All Access.
Yes. That's the one. It's going to premiere on September 24th. So, new Star Trek is coming.
Interesting.
Then we got some Rocco's Modern Life news. They're saying that's an old show. But now they're making a TV movie in 2018. They're trying to capitalize on the nostalgia game. And it's going to be even more meta than that. It's going to be about how Rocco's nostalgia for the past can take him away from the tortures of his modern life.
Yeah.
So it's about bringing back something nostalgic, talking about nostalgic stuff.
Yeah.
So I don't know how that's going to work out. But, like, because kids don't know what Rocco's Modern Life is.
No.
So it's
I remember that show was like really weird though.
It was weird.
I think it was for kids.
I don't think so either. It was like before its time. Because
like remember when he gets his tonsils taken out?
Yeah. That show kind of like scared me sometimes.
Yeah. Like when he becomes a boss and he like gets all gross. Remember? Like he sits in the boss's chair and he smokes cigars and he has like all those warts on his head.
Yeah.
It was gross.
It is really a weird show.
And then
it's kind of like almost Ren and Stimpy. Kind of.
Yeah. Or Angry Beavers. I felt like Angry Beavers was a little older.
Yeah, a little bit. But I like how the cow is raised by wolves.
Heifer.
I always thought that was funny. Yeah.
I don't get it. Is that a reference to something?
No, I don't think so. I think it's just the fact that the wolves would probably eat a cow in real life. They don't eat him. For some, I don't know. It's just weird.
Girl Boss is the latest show to be canceled by Netflix after one season. Thank God.
They're on a cancel spree, man.
But F It's Her Family got renewed for another season.
Yes. Finally able to tell what Netflix
likes and what they don't.
Yeah.
They like good stuff and don't like.
And what's cheaper, I guess, too.
Yeah. That's the big thing.
Yeah, because they spend so much money on these shows. Like, you got to reach a certain number.
Well, what do you expect when they're like, we're going to spend $500 million this year on new television?
You can't run everything.
And then that happens, and then they're like, oh, no, we spent too much money on it. And we're like, well, that's what you said you were going to do.
Exactly.
Everyone was saying, like, holy crap, that's a lot of money to spend.
Yeah. Well, that's what happens when that happens. You gotta
cancel
stuff.
But I don't think they were expecting two of their shows to take up, what, like $40 million.
Yeah.
Because like Baz Luhrmann's show took up, $10 million an episode? Oh, no, that's way more than that then. $100 million. I was thinking $2 million an episode.
That's crazy.
Sense8 took $10 million an episode.
Like, yeah.
It's a lot of money.
Yeah.
When there's shows that have wider appeal like Black Mirror.
Yeah, that are a lot cheaper to make.
Yeah.
We got some Better Call Saul news. It's been renewed for season 4. That's like a no-brainer.
Yeah,
that would happen.
Yeah.
So that's a good sign.
And we got some Rick and Morty news.
Yes.
Season 3 premiere date. We finally have a premiere date. It is July 30th, yes. 2017.
Oh, so excited.
Finally. They had a live stream thing that I watched. You watched?
I watched, yes.
Did you know about it before I texted it to you?
I knew about it, and then I forgot about it. And
so
then you texted me.
Job.
You did a good job. Because okay, I wasn't going to watch it until you told me. So that was good. Because I started watching it as soon as you texted to me. So I was like, oh, awesome.
Yeah,
I forgot
like
about
good
this.
See, I did better than you did.
You did, but I
because
didn't.
Because on that April Fool's episode, you didn't tweet me a link. You're like,
no.
It's streaming on the Adult Swim site.
Well, because I was like so shocked that it was happening.
Yeah.
I did it immediately when I found out. I was like, it's like, well, because first I was like, it's on TV.
Yeah.
And that's all I knew. And then I saw, I was like searching the internet, and then it was like, oh, it's streaming everywhere. And then you tweeted me back the link to where Adult Swim, I think, at some
yeah.
point. That it was streaming.
Oh, when it, the next ep- when it started again.
When it started again, yeah.
Yeah, I sent you, tweeted, you a link.
Because first I found out it was like just on TV,
mm-hmm.
and then I saw,
found it just on replay.
Yeah, so then I was like all confused. I'm like, yeah. it's at both places at once, and it was like really weird.
Yeah, because I sent that link to like three or four people being like, Rick and Morty, live, because I assumed it was going to be a new episode.
I think that's what a lot of people did, and they even said that on the panel.
Yeah, they're like, this is not a new episode, we're not going to show a new episode.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
We got a trailer, and it was a pretty fun
thing. Yeah, I liked it. Like, obviously, you want to, like, after you do that episode, you're gonna expect too much.
Yeah.
From what's going on, but still fun. So I'm glad it's finally coming back. It's pretty cool. Saw the trailer.
Yeah.
We'll talk about the trailer on Thursday.
Yeah.
But I assume you watched the trailer.
Of course.
It was in the live stream.
Twice.
So.
Three cool. times, actually. Because I wanted to watch it without them saying anything.
Yeah. Good stuff. We get Game of Thrones and Rick and Morty this month.
Yeah.
That's good.
It's funny. My sister. Friend posted on Facebook, like, post a gif in the comments of something that represents you today.
Yeah.
And someone posted, like, I'm Pickle Rick. And she's like, what is this? And the person's like, I don't know.
Really?
Makes me laugh so much. And I'm like, these idiots don't know, like, appreciate greatness. It made me want to post that one from It's Always Sunny, where it's like, show respect, you idiots.
Yeah.
Patty is great, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Or bow before greatness, or something.
Yeah. Yeah, but Rick and Morty is like, it's still not completely like as popular as it could be, but like it's really grown from
nothing to like, I know half a dozen people who watch it now instead of like,
that's true. I still don't know
myself.
I still don't know that many people that watch it actually, but I
yeah,
feel
I
like it
be
should
surprised.
Be bigger. Yeah, probably.
You know, at least.
More
two.
So, more so because we've shown like Usher and he won't keep watching it.
No, because he has to like we have to make it easy for him to watch.
I'm like,
it,
why don't it. You love this?
Yeah, I'm like, why don't you love this or me or
yeah.
anyone?
So
I
that kind of makes me disappointed when we show it to somebody. I'm like, why don't you like this as much as I do?
That's what I find.
If you liked it half as much as I do, you'd be into it.
Yeah, it's like I find people. And they're like, oh, I love it. Or like, oh, I can't get into it. And I'm like, why can't you get into it?
Yeah.
What is the barrier? Like, to me, it has such wide appeal.
Yeah. It's like so many different themes.
That like one of them has to catch.
Yeah. You like, at least you would like one of, if you can find the right episode for that person, I feel like you could convince
and
anyone.
And I try so hard to think of that episode.
Yes, exactly. Because unless you show them all the episodes, you're like, I'm trying to find the one you think they would like.
Yeah.
It's hard. Hard.
The Jetsons are getting a live-action TV show. This is separate from the movie that
weird.
They're making and everything. Executive producer for this is Robert Zemeckis. Maybe we'll get some time travel action.
Maybe.
Probably not.
I mean, they,
I don't know
they went to the Flintstones.
Yeah.
In the cartoon. Or movie cartoon. Yeah, I think this is a cool idea. It seems like a hard thing to execute. But yeah, I would check this show out.
Yeah, can't
down.
Be any worse than that live-action Flintstones sequel that they made.
Yeah, that's a good point. They made two of them. I mean,
Viva Rock Vegas.
Yeah, they had different actor.
Yeah, the whole cast.
Yeah, they're
is
back
different.
In the back in the day when you could just recast people and like no one cared.
No.
Like the old Batman movies, they're like, let's just have a new Batman. And Alfred will be the same,
and Robin
Raoul
will
be the same, but like new Batman. It's okay.
Yeah.
No one will freak out. That's what would they do now? I mean. They do that somewhat with like the Hulk and stuff like that.
Yeah, but like it's
I feel
weird
like it's
because
different.
That one's so long between.
Yeah. Like this is literally like a couple years later.
Yeah.
Like what? I don't even know what the stories were back then. Was it just like he didn't want to do it? like
contract, probably.
Val Kilmer, like, I understand Keaton probably didn't want to do it when they went from that one, but when they went from Val Kilmer, was it like, I want more money? Or was it like...
You know what's crazy, though, with Keaton?
What?
You die a hero or live long enough to see yourself become the villain. Yes. That's very true for him in his career.
That's the beauty of Keaton. That is the beauty of Keaton, for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so glad he's back. Like, I mean, he was never completely gone, but like now he's like...
He's like everywhere.
He's doing like great mainstream movie. Yeah, he's doing like Spotlight. He's doing like The Founder and stuff.
Yeah.
I like Keaton.
This Founder is one of those movies that I saw early on that people have been coming back and talking to me about.
Yeah.
And like one of my coworkers is like, dude, I can't believe it's a true story.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, yeah, it's fucked up,
isn't it? I didn't
know
that story either. It's like,
I knew it.
It should be more well known.
Because I'm a big fan of fast food history. It's weird. And that's one of the weird things I like to read about.
Yeah.
Because
what's the history of KFC?
I was reading the history of Taco Bell. Like, I like looking at like original menus and stuff like that.
Yeah, I like because that too. I don't really do it, but
yeah, I think it's just fascinating.
Mm-hmm. I like seeing the stuff was all 10 cents.
Yeah, 10 cents, and then like Taco Bell had a burger on their original menu.
Really?
That was made with taco meat and lettuce, like shredded lettuce and tomatoes, like diced tomatoes. It's pretty much like a taco in a bun.
I'd not be shocked if they go back to that, considering all the crazy moves they're making.
So there's a
with
place,
the chicken.
There's a place in Fountain Valley that does that.
Really?
And like my friend was like, oh, you have to try it, it's so amazing. Like, well, not obviously
I
not try it.
Yeah.
But then I was like, oh, you know, that was on the original Taco Bell menu.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, oh, that explains it. Then someone else was like, isn't that just a sloppy Joe? And I was like, no, but it has taco seasoning in it, not like sloppy Joe seasoning in it.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
Yeah, it's like taco burger.
And it has shredded cheese instead of a slice of cheese.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, I don't know the history of KFC. I should look into that. Yeah. 11 herbs and spices.
I feel like the Colonel was a fascinating history that I don't really know anything about.
Yeah. I feel like he's a racist. But...
I'm sure. Yeah. Kentucky, you know.
You want me to look it up right now?
I was just trying to pick a random food joint. Well, like, they're part of the same corporation, right? Like,
yeah,
Taco Bell and KFC?
Yum Foods, I believe.
Yeah, and Pizza Hut.
It's a franchise of Yum Brands food.
Yum.
And they own a lot of stuff. They own KFC, Pizza Hut, Taco Bell, Wing Street.
Oh, yeah. Wing Street, too.
Yeah, because that's under the Pizza
Hut
banner.
Yeah.
Okay, so 1930, March 20th, a little restaurant called Sanders Court and Cafe opens its doors in North Corbin, Kentucky. About 22 years later, the first franchise opens up in Salt Lake City, Utah. Mm. It was one of the first fast food chains to expand internationally. Let's see. Heartland Sanders was born in 1890 and raised on a farm outside Henryville, Indiana. His father died 5 years later, and to make ends meet, his mother took work at a canning plant. As the eldest child at the age of 5, Sanders was left to care for his 2 siblings. When he turned 7, his mom taught him how to cook. After leaving the family home at the age of 13, Sanders pursued several professions, including railroad worker and insurance salesman. Speaking of insurance salesman.
Mm.
With mixed success. In 1930, he took over a Shell filling station on U.S. Route 25, just outside North Corbin, a small city at the edge of the Appalachian Mountains. By June, he had converted a storeroom into a small eating area using his own dining table, serving meals such as steaks and country ham to travelers. In 1934, Sanders took over the lease of the Pure Oil filling station on the other side of the road due to its greater visibility for motorists. He began to sell fried chicken. To improve his skills, Sanders took an 8-week restaurant management course at the Cornell University School of Hotel Administration. By 1936, his business had proved successful enough for him to be given the honorary title of Kentucky Colonel by Governor Ruby LaFoon.
So he is this, he wasn't in the army.
No.
Okay. Interesting. He's just an honorary colonel.
Then he eventually purchased the motel across the street and expanded his restaurant to 140 seats. Oh, wait, no, sorry. In 1937, he expanded his restaurant to 140 seats, and in 1940, he purchased a motel across the street, Sanders Court and Cafe. Sanders was dissatisfied with the 35 minutes it took to prepare his chicken in an iron frying pan, but he did not want to deep fry, although a much faster process, in Sanders' opinion, it produced dry and crusty chicken that was unevenly cooked. On the other hand, if you prepare the chicken in advance of an order, there was sometimes waste at the end of the day. In 1939, the first commercial pressure cookers were released onto the market, predominantly designed for steaming vegetables. Sanders bought one and modified it into a pressure fryer, which he then used to prepare chicken. The new method reduced production time to be comparable with deep frying, yet in Sanders' opinion, retained the quality of pan-fried meats. Then he finalized what became known as original recipe in 1940. He admitted to the use of salt and pepper and claimed that the ingredients stand on everybody's shelf. He was recommissioned as a Kentucky colonel in 1950, and he began to dress the part, growing a goatee and wearing a black frock coat, later switching to a white suit and a string tie and referring to himself as colonel. His associates went along with the title change jokingly at first and then in earnest, according to biographer Josh Ozersky. There you go.
Fascinating.
That's all I'm going to say today.
I found that fascinating.
That was pretty interesting.
I didn't know any of that stuff.
He became a colonel twice.
Yeah.
The second time, he was like, I'm going to live this shit.
Yeah. I'm going to own colonel.
When I should do that. Colonel, I should start dressing like an ordained minister. I'm an ordained minister. And I should just have people refer to me as minister.
You could.
It'll be a joke at first, but then earnestly, you guys will refer to me as minister.
Well, after you create a...
like a persona.
Yeah.
How weird would it be, though, if I dressed up like a...
Well, I think...
like a church, a member of the cloth, and I was like, hey, you guys want to do some... shotgun some beers? Like, and they're like, what the hell's going on? I was like, I'm a cool priest. Like, you're not even a priest, you're an ordained minister. I'm like, what's the difference? And they're like, that's the problem with this whole thing. Anyone can become an ordained minister. And I'm like, then do it and change something about it.
Yeah, but no one's dressing like an ordained minister. Yeah.
Where were we? Sense8.
Yes. Sense8 is coming back for a 2-hour series finale, so they're letting them wrap up some kind of version of the story.
Yeah. So. People were pissed.
I mean, yeah, they're pissed that it was canceled.
So, in my opinion.
I think it's nice to let them do that, though.
Yeah.
I mean, not all shows get that.
Nope.
And, like, at least that's something. But, yeah, that's pretty crazy, because it had a big following, that show.
It seems like it. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure either.
Too much sex in it for me. If I wanted to see how much sex, I'd watch a porno.
More than Game of Thrones?
The first scene opens up with like a strap-on scene.
Hmm.
It's like, whoa, this is crazy. This is very graphic.
Hmm.
That's what it feels like, though, sometimes, where I'm like, I'd rather just, like, this is the same as me just watching porn in my room. Might as well just do that.
I'll switch that.
Yeah. It's like, well, I don't know. Anyways, True Detective news.
Yes, Marshala Ali, he's in talks for the lead in season 3.
Who would have thought Remy Martin? Remy, was that name?
Danton?
Remy Danton?
I think so.
Would go on to have such a illustrious career.
Yeah, well, he's really blown up since...
Moonlight?
Since Moonlight, yeah. Moonlight and... Luke Cage, he was big in
Luke
Cage.
Yeah, I like him a lot in Luke Cage.
But Moonlight's really what took him over with the Oscar, of course.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a good, I really like him. So, good to see him in that. And, I mean, I hope the season can be good.
Yeah, unlike this last season.
Yeah, which I only stopped after one episode. So I was like.
What would it take for you to go back and watch it?
I can't do it because I heard such bad things. I was like, I can't do it. When I hear something's that bad, I'm like, I don't know. Like, it's like, I don't know if I'll watch House of Cards a new season because I just watched the first episode and I
Me
can't.
Me too.
I've never gone back because I'm like, I haven't heard great things.
But
like,
I need to watch it.
Yeah. I feel like I need to too. But
it's because the showrunner dude left.
Yeah.
He was the creator of the show.
Yeah. Like, it's weird how easy I felt like it was to give up on the show if I haven't. But I might go back to it. I don't know.
But then it sucks because like Game of Thrones comes back and.
Yeah,
like
it's kind of a thing.
Weeks,
you don't carve out time to do it. It's like there's other better things that are occupying that space.
Yeah,
it's always the competition when there's you can only watch so many things. That's the downside with these binge shows. If I don't binge show, I feel like it's harder to go back to it.
Yeah.
Whereas if like it was a show week to week, I mean, I don't know an example of this, but usually even a show week to week, if I miss one, I'm like, I still feel like I can't go back to it. It's hard on that too. So there's no right or easy way to watch a show that you kind of like are iffy about.
Yeah. But would you watch season three? Because it's all unconnected.
It's all
right?
Unconnected. Yeah. So that's like, that's why I like it's cool shows like that where you can
just skip a season.
You can skip seasons. So that's cool. Yeah. I would start season three I wouldn't have to hear anything there. I think
okay,
I would
how,
start with
how
it.
Does this show sound?
Uh huh.
Each year, each season is 1 year in the office of president.
Uh huh.
That's it. Like jumps around.
Their first year?
No, just a random year. Maybe like a juicy year.
Okay, and it's a different president every time, or
sometimes it might. Maybe we'll get another president come back.
So, like, you could have like George Bush the first season, and then like
George Bush Nick's third season.
Oh,
or the 20th season.
I like that idea.
Long term.
I don't know. I like this unique idea of jumping through time and storytelling.
Why not? And then you could even recast George Bush. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. I like that idea.
Yeah.
I'm in for it. I mean, it has to be a good show, obviously, but like the idea of
like,
it.
Instead of American Horror Story, call it like American President Story.
Yeah.
Better title. Find a better title.
Yeah, then we can like cherry pick the best, the easiest.
Yeah, like the best years.
Yeah.
Like, could you imagine if they did one this season? Like on this year, right now?
I mean, it's still going on, so it's hard. Yeah. It's hard to do a concurrent thing.
What's going
to
happen, though?
Guess you could predict, you can guess. Have a fictionalized version.
Because you could also like decide when you want to start and end stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And you could like end it right when like Katrina hits. Could you imagine like that season? You're like, holy shit, everything's building towards Katrina. And then Katrina finally hits.
Yeah.
It'd be fun.
Yeah. Well, they're doing the Katrina.
American Horror Story. Or American Horror Story.
American Horror Story, Katrina.
Real life.
It's like, whoa, this is a legitimate horror story.
It was
like,
horrifying.
I didn't know this is the direction this new season was going.
Apparently, they're filming the new season of American Horror Story in Orange.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Huh.
Game of Thrones news. Season 7 finale is 81 minutes long, which is almost the length of a feature movie. And they're actually considering feature-length episodes for season 8. So 6 2-hour-long episodes.
Ooh. Really, all of them feature.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty impressive.
Yeah, because then they would shut people up. We're like, oh, it's a shorter season.
Yeah. People would watch them for sure.
Because you're like, it's 12 hours, though.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
You want to talk about boxing? Manny Pacquiao?
Yeah. Talk about Pacquiao.
There was Pacquiao Horn?
Yes. There was a fight in Australia.
Pacquiao lost.
Yeah.
Stripped of his title, one of his 8 titles or whatever.
Yeah.
Because boxing makes no sense.
Exactly. Yeah. So it was a crazy fight.
Yeah.
Like Horn was expected to
get knocked out. But Pacquiao hasn't knocked anyone out for the last 9 years.
Yeah, so I don't know why people like automatically jump to things. It's just the guy was relatively unknown, I guess. He had like 15 fights total or something. But yeah, like if you're watching the fight, I mean, it looked like Pacquiao won to most people.
Yeah, the craziest thing to me was the fact that this fight wasn't on pay-per-view.
Yeah, it was just on straight up ESPN.
And they said like the next 2 boxing matches are also on ESPN.
Really?
They aren't on pay-per-view.
That's
the next
nuts.
2 major ones.
That's crazy because
they're trying to make that sport more mainstream. They have to compete with the UFC.
I guess they do. Because that is a smart thing UFC does is they have some fights on Fox. And
even like the same day, they have like
even the pay-per-view fight. They have some of the earlier fights
on Fox Sports,
which is pretty smart, I think. Because then you either get people hooked and they're like, "Oh, I want to keep going."
Yeah,
or they're like, "Oh, I'm invested now. I saw these people on here, and then I saw these
crappy fighters, quote unquote crappy fighters, still in the UFC." But it's like, I want to see like the real fights.
Does MMA fight more frequently? I don't know. I guess not. I guess probably not.
Because it's around like. Once every 4 to 6 months.
Yeah. So it's just, I don't know. It seems like there's more visible people in MMA.
Yeah.
I bet you know than like
boxers.
Well,
also it's the fact that UFC
and MMA
is the control.
They control everything, obviously. Yeah. So
you get like
Yeah. You get the storylines, you get like who, you get the matchups you want. You don't get like these random matchups.
Like, sometimes random holdouts and stuff. Well, you do, but like it doesn't last
long. You do, but not as much as like. So boxing is kind of a weird animal, but like it's cool. Yeah. Like when you get cool boxing matches, it's cool. But it's just that you get all this stuff. It like seems way more corrupt and stuff. And like,
yeah, the results, like the Pacquiao,
like they have a history. So yeah, they have a history of it. So you're like, yeah, they just drubbing up. They want a new fight, or like, is it the crowd? Did they sway them because they're in Australia?
Yeah,
they want the local guy. I don't know, but yeah, that definitely didn't look right. Like it didn't seem right what was going on in that fight.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah.
On Netflix today. The Stand-Ups, Season 1, which I guess is a Netflix original. Come back tomorrow for Reviewed, Reviewed, and Discussion, where we ask, who would you want to see young CGI'd? Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.